diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Any Kids. Bill Childs with you, as I am every week. We come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, distributed via PRX. We start off, as we do every week, with They Might Be Giants. This week, it's Wake Up Call.
Start your day.
couple Wake Up songs there. That's Steve Lee out of Nashville with Wake Up. The Mighty Giants did Wake Up Call. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Coming up after this next song, we're going to be chatting with Chan Poling and Lucy Michelle. Chan Poling, maybe best known for being in The Suburbs, also in the amazing sort of jazz, acoustic jazz trio, The New Standards. And so before we start chatting with them, we're going to play a song from The New Standards and Rachel Loshack, who comes up in the interview, and Lucy Michelle also occasionally performs with The New Standards. So this is Rachel Loshack and The New Standards covering Starman from the Let All the Children Boogie release on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. La, la, la. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and we are joined in studio by Chan Poling and Lucy Michelle. How are you today?
Hey.
Hi, good. Thanks.
Good.
It is so great to have you both here. I know both of you historically as musicians. Chan, I've probably told you at some point that the first club show I ever went to was the first time The Suburbs broke up in 1987.
And then we came back.
But yeah. I went to the all-age show at the main room. I'd seen you with your ballroom and stuff like that, but it was the first time I'd seen you, seen anybody in a rock club. And then Lucy, known to me as being Lucy Michelle and the Velvet Lapels. How'd we end up with you writing a wonderful children's book called The Moons and writing and illustrating?
Well, Lucy and I first got together on a book. We've known each other for a long time doing music. Lucy's been a guest on our New Standards holiday show, and John Munson and I produced your solo record from a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we've been musical friends for a long time, but I loved her illustrations, and Lucy has illustrated a lot of things for the New Standards, posters and things like that. And so if you ever see the New Standards depicted as Yetis,
uh-huh,
that's Lucy.
I have that Christmas ornament in
there. Yeah. So I've always loved Lucy's illustration, too. And we all do different things. I mean, I'm sure you do different things, too. And everybody has little sidebars. And one thing I like to do is write, besides lyrics, I like to write poetry and stories. I worked in the theater and stuff. So we are first collaborated on a book called Jack and the Ghost. And that was a really fun thing. So I pitched her another idea. Pitch, that's the word we use in the showbiz.
In the biz, yeah.
In the biz. Pitched. Yeah. I pitched her the idea of this idea that the moons, the phases of the moon were a family, and they were characters. And so that's how this book started. And we pitched it to our agent, and she got it, the Minnesota Historical Society Press picked it right up.
And it's really lovely. And one of the things that I really like about it, and one of the things, before we came on the air, Lucy and I were talking about how one of the things I like about the best music that I consider the best for children is that it sort of reflects the complexity of life and the world. Chan, I think you know about it. No, knew Morgan Taylor, Gustav for Yellow Gold, yeah. His wife Rachel performs with you with the New Standards from time to time.
Right.
One of the wonderful things about his music, I thought, was that it reflected sort of the sadness. And the family of moons is helping our main character here sort of navigate some fairly complicated stuff, right?
Yeah.
How did you, so Lucy, let me just ask you, how did you try and sort of get that notion of complexity and happiness and sadness all together when you're illustrating the book?
Well, you know, Chan does a really good job of telling a story, and I think that he had an idea in his mind that I could understand. And I think with kids, and we talked about this earlier, but they have complex thoughts and feelings like adults do as well. And I think for me, because I have my own children, I sort of used them as like test subjects. So I would draw things out and I would explain, well, I wouldn't even explain the scene. I would just sort of show them the scene and I'd say, does this make sense to you? How does this make you feel? Or, you know, so it was really handy for me to have them help me determine if these images were reflecting what was happening in the story. And I think I was able to do that, you know, with their help. And then also just because I think kids resonate with images that are bright and bold. And then, you know, lots of pattern and color, because that's kind of how kids, you know, created. That's how kids emote as well, through drawing and artistry.
Yeah, that's great. So let me ask sort of what children's books do you particularly love, whether when you were a child or for your kids or your grandkids? What are some of your favorites?
Well, some of my favorites were by William Steig, so Dr. DeSoto and Sylvester and the Magic Pebble. And I think what I loved about those ones, even as a kid, was that they did have sort of complex emotions, and Chan's stories still have that same feeling to them. And I think, and his always had patterns, and he illustrated his own books, and all of the characters were animals, which I loved too. And so it was, and you can just create so much emotion and connection with kids through animals and through images. And I think, you know, William Steig is one of my favorites. Also, Helen Oxenberry is an amazing English illustrator. I could list a billion.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. How about you, Chan?
Yeah, Chan, go for it.
Well, I kind of, speaking of complexity and kind of adult emotions or less childish things, I really loved E.B. White.
Yeah.
And if you, I just reread Stuart Little recently, because we're working on a new thing about James the Civilized Dog, which is an idea that we're working on. But anyway, and I'm very inspired by Stuart Little, if you read it again, it's really kind of, it's just a picaresque, it's just these unfolding, unrelated adventures that this mouse has, but he's really, he loves his clothes, he loves his, you know,
He's a little dandy.
I love his attitude, and it's not childlike. And the fact that I loved it also when I was a kid, it shows the potential of your kid's brain to grasp other things. So I like E.B. White. I like I don't know. When I think about this book, I think about Goodnight Moon too.
Yeah.
Not only the title, but those big bright colors and that kind of thing.
There's a kind of
melancholy mm-hmm. to that. I like those books that have just a tinge of melancholy to them.
And not to say that it doesn't have a story, but that you sort of sit with it. It's not entirely plot driven. It's not an action book.
Yeah.
I realize I'm sort of repeating myself, but it ends on the very last page. You're talking still about singing sad songs, which I think is just a lovely. This isn't a thing that's making everything completely better. It is helping.
Yeah.
It is walking.
Well, sad songs help.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Help you. Yeah.
Singing helps.
I think kids understand that too.
For sure. Well, so it's called The Moons. It's by Chan Poling, illustrated by Lucy Michelle. It's available on IndieBound and anywhere else you might buy books. If you're in the Twin Cities, it's available at the bookstores around here. You can go to the Minnesota Historical Society Press website. And you're going to be doing some readings. Do you want to plug those real quick for folks who are in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, we'll be at Wild Rumpus on August 24th. I believe we'll be singing a few songs as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then on September 7th, we'll be at Red Balloon. And then also on the 14th of September, we'll be at the Bell Museum.
Wonderful. Chan and Lucy, thanks so much for coming by. And when you finish, what's the next one called?
James the Civilized Dog.
Will you come back and talk about that once you get that done?
Now we have to do it. You've exposed the title.
Move to the front of the queue.
All right, thanks for coming by, you guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Vamos a expresar una emoción con nuestra música. Presta atención, adivina, adivina, adivina lo que es, adivina, adivina lo que puede ser. Alegría. Vamos a expresar una emoción con nuestra música. Presta atención, adivina, adivina, adivina lo que es, adivina, adivina lo que puede ser. Tristeza. ¿Una gotita de esperanza? Vamos a expresar una emoción con nuestra música. Presta atención. Adivina, adivina, adivina lo que es. Adivina, adivina lo que puede ser. ¡Ah! ¡Ira! Vamos a expresar una emoción con nuestra música. Presta serenidad, calma, expresarse es escuchar tu ser, expresarse es parte de tu ser. ¿Qué hacer con tu emoción? Esa es la lección.
It's new music from Lucy Kalantari and the Jazz Cats. Track is called Adivina, lead off track from her new album here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. And thanks again to Chan and Lucy for coming by and chatting about their lovely new book, The Moons. It is Spare the Rock, and we're at the point in the show when I need your help, friends. Here is what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is, and you're going to yell as loudly as you can. So loudly, I can hear you here in the studio, and Chan and Michelle can hear you as they leave the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. Hey, everybody, do you have a question for me? You do. Excellent. What is that question? I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
A small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock, don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
Music here from Steven. Steven, it is Space Rock Rock on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Aw, man.
You're getting on my nerves. sister. Be nice to your brother too. Makes you happy when you're nice. That's the way you need to be nice. I heard you and I'll be kind, but if you could read my mind, you're getting. That's the way that you'll make new friends. Be nice, learn to share. That's the way you need to be nice. I heard you and I'll be kind, but I'm glad you can't read my mind. You're getting. Good.